Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, we witness there's no deity, no creator except one, Allah alone. Nothing is like to him or comparable. And we witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, 1450 some odd years ago, who brought the Quranic revelation, a book of guidance for humanity, is the last prophet, our prophet and Allah's messenger. Dear listeners, welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We had a very stimulating discussion in our last week program concerning circulating the wealth and strategies to have that, to realize that. And we're going to continue on that, but we also have one of Professor Rabbani Muhammad is with us today, and Michael Hameen is also with us. But Professor Rabbani went to the Durham, the business conference, National Muslim Business Conference. And we're going to get a report for him. And we're going to discuss ways to maximize our business connections and to get the best, get the most out of these conferences and not that we attend and spend our good resources to attend, and how we can best manage that. So welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And we want to just briefly state some of the things we decided on last week about starting to network with emails concerning our business, sharing that. And we're going to look at a business group that where we share information, and I want to focus on the people who have like-minded people who really want to see our business life improve. So, Professor Rabbani, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Professor Rabbani, welcome. Okay. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I did want you to just give us a brief analysis of the business conference, and also we want to talk about how, if you missed me on the introduction, on how to make our business meetings and affairs more productive. So please share some thoughts with us, if you would.
Most gracious, most merciful benefactor. That Muhammad the Prophet, to whom the Quran was revealed, and which we receive
Professor, one moment. Professor Rabbani, one moment. We're having a little distortion. I'm picking up distortion. Michael, are you picking it up as well?
Yes, sir, I am. I don't know if you need to get closer to the mic. I'm not sure.
It may be something with the mic. Professor, try switching your mic or something like that, and let's hear that.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can get you. Can you hear it now? How's
yeah,
it?
Yes, sir. That's clear.
It's good?
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we witness that God is one, and we thank Allah for the opportunity to speak today. The subject matter we are going to speak in on is the Muslim, the national conference what is now North Carolina National Business Conference, and this was a global interaction with two people from Senegal and one from Gambia, and we had several business people displaying their wares, and there were several conferences or workshops where people presented their business ideas and their experiences. There was a workshop dealing with some females who are developing their business, and they explained how they were to some of the situations that they had and some of the successes and developing certain and pertinent ideas that they would share with all of us. The conference, when we got there, we began to listen to their stories, how they their business life, and how we could connect with a global market. So I had personally experienced a lot of conferences overseas, and one of the suggestions I made during that time that we were on the panel, we had several people on the panel. One particular panel was developers, business developers, and real estate developers. So I shared some of the experiences that I've had with development, design, construction, and marketing. So we heard from several people. We had met people from Philadelphia. One brother who was a marketer and a developer, and he had several distributions. I just want to just give you an overview, just a little quick vignette of what the project or what the conference was and some of the project that was presented. So you can ask me some questions concerning this Globe Summit that they had planned for a brother from, I can't remember his name, particularly his name, but he was from Senegal, and he was a representative of the people who had interest in doing business with the African-American community, especially the Muslim community. So we got there kind of late for the first few presentations. So that was but it was an excellent program, and we encourage everyone to try to go to conferences and bring their products and show the products and with information that can give us quick understanding of the marketability of those.
Yes. You know, alhamdulillah, I was, as we are looking at how to, with a mindset on how to recirculate our resources, as a result of that, build economic strength within our own circles of influence and associations. We want to look at how to network at these conferences. You know, we are talking about doing a national directory, and as of now, I don't think we have a national directory. I know we have directories around for different purposes, but a national business directory is what I'm talking about, that where we can actually network and see what each other is doing. So, Michael, share some thoughts with us, and we circling back as well as moving forward with how to improve our networking. Share some ideas you might have on that.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What comes to my mind are small things that have to be attended to. You know, we have a big vision. We've been given a big vision in terms of community life with business institutions. You know, the idea that we may have had about Zakat, Imam Muhammad expanded upon that idea and said Zakat is the Muslim economic system. So that broadens our perspective in terms of how we should look at Zakat, how we should connect it with business, you know, the fundamental idea about what business is, establishing an environment to remind us that, you know, the business is connected with helping the community life grow, it's more than just a personal interest, you know, or I don't want to work for the white man. You know, it's more than that, that it helps us to achieve our community needs. But the foundation, you know, like this topic this morning, how do we improve? Where is improvement needed? So that means taking an assessment, you know, looking at, okay, what we, you know, I've heard about this community directory, the business directory, you know, where are we with that? How many models of that do we have? Do we have a model that we can share? And how do we share it? You know, what method are we going to use to get this directory to the various communities in our association? And in terms of the outer community, we want, you know, we can't just do business based upon supporting one another, but that's where it starts. You know, businesses, yes, to be viable, we have to have a broad base. And I'll stop there.
Yeah. So thank you, Michael, for that. All very important questions. And those are the answers we need. That's what we need. We initiated one purpose, an email contact. And you know, we have a business page on Facebook, FCMA business page. If you Facebook user and you go to FCMA business, we have two sites there. One is FCMA Community, Florida Conference of Muslim American Community, and then Florida Conference of Muslim American Business. The business one is what we'll talk about now, and there's an opportunity to register your business there. I also shared an email, myhalalmarket@gmail.com, to I want to communicate with business people who have products for wholesale, retail, services, offering services, those type of things. I think we need to start just collecting that information and various, and as we go, connect groups to groups. I know there are other groups doing this, so let's connect groups to groups. With that's one strategy that I'm looking at. So, Professor, I'm going to circle back to you right quickly. Share some thoughts with, you know, we were talking about how to maximize the conferences, and you hit on a little bit, but about making sure we have something we leave with each other. Like, for instance, a business conference, we were looking at the attendance there, and I guess my question was, how can I get in touch with the attendance? Is there a way for the records, for the contacts and the people that attended and what their businesses were to be shared? How do we get that information? Do we have to join the business association to get it, or what?
I think that's done prior to another conference, so that information could be readily available when a participant comes to the conference. So if you have the website and you have all of the people who may or may not be coming to the conference, their information, their product, how to contact them, and have that readily available, and put that into a category, you know, vendors, products, you know, the three or four categories. You might be looking for, but you don't know the vendor. You might need the vendor but don't know the product. So it might be in several categories. would probably be best suited for a website, national website for business that facilitates a lot of movement and produce more response to people who are in business direct. So that's one of the things that I had. Another one was to, when people do conferences, we can have display of their products, experience at work, and be able to take example products there, sure, with all of the information that surrounds that product. Take that to that with them. And then strategy to either purchase or to contact and to develop a relationship with that company that will produce more more revenue for that particular interest. So so that's the thing that I mentioned. So I mentioned that with the
We still you're breaking up a little bit, Professor. You're still breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Can you hear now?
Yeah. Go ahead and talk a little bit. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. When we go to the break, maybe
say it again.
When we go to the break, maybe you can do a recall, call back in. See if we can get a better line.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. We'll try to finish your point, and we'll take a break and maybe make sure you're getting near a window or something as well, Professor. Try to get to where you think the best signal would be, because it does sound like you're fading in and out.
Okay.
So go ahead, continue, Professor Reich, and we can hear you. We can hear you, but you interrupt intermittently, fading and coming back.
Okay.
Go ahead. Continue.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. When you go ahead and continue talking.
It's a problem with the line. If we could go to a break and then have him call back in. Let's see what happens.
Let's do this. All right. I'll continue with the origins of conferencing. You can go to a break now.
All right. We'll do that. Let's take a break and see if we can clear that up. I think I might call back in too, Michael, to make sure my line is not interfering.
No, your line
with
is loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Then I'll stay on. All right. Appreciate it. So you're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing. Inshallah.
Allah's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
And we're back, and Professor Rabbani is with us.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How is it now?
Yes. Pretty good right now.
Is the line
so,
okay?
Put together some sentences. You sound good.
Put together a few sentences,
well, and we're.
Okay, the first thing I wanted to speak about was the idea of conferencing. It came
out of Europe. You're real clear. Yes, sir.
So I guess that's your fault, Michael. Yes. So, the idea of conferencing came out of the Muslims coming into Southern Europe over 600 years, and what it was designed to do was bring people of all persuasions to a specific location where ideas could be shared, and what that location was. At the time in Spain or Andalusia was Cordoba. At the great mesquite was the term in Spanish for masjid, and invitations were sought after from all parts of Europe: Germany, France, Great Britain, Italy, to share ideas about religion and to convey certain ideas in terms of business and other activities. And that idea of the conference, you know, you had people who sat around a circle, halakha, a circle, and they had one person who would explain or speak about a certain subject. And they would have that person sit in a chair. Person would explain that particular avenue of interest. And people would ask questions in this circle. Now, if you can imagine a circle, and in that circle you have one spot where there would be a chair. Now, that chair was called kursi, or in Arabic, kursi. So, and the idea In universities, they arrived at the idea that we would call a particular subject and the person who was knowledgeable of that subject a chairman. Now you have chairman of departments. So that was the development of conferencing. So when people come from different parts of the world to a conference, they bring their ideas, their subject matter, and now products. So that's one of the things that I felt that we should be doing, go to a conference, that we bring our product, information on products, detail what they are, how much they will cost, and how to order, how to distribute, how to and doing business with that particular person. So those are some of the things I have mentioned, and some experiences in Ethiopia, Africa, and we're dealing with African business people, and some were good and some were bad. So these are we share some of the things that were good to keep you and keep your interest and your investment, and some that were bad were in terms of giving your romantic. You know, I call a lot of our people from America, African Americans, romantics, because the Africans are like Wakanda. And it is 25th and that in Philadelphia. It's topsy turvy. You gotta be strong. You can't be dreaming. Okay. They are scheming and you dreaming. So we have the dream and the scheme. So you have to deal with understanding that if we do this, that my can be a us, and we use that method, and we'll be in pretty good shape.
Yes, sir. Professor, let me make a recommendation because you did start to break up again. So one while you were so clear, try to put your microphone in a stable place near where you can speak into it, but not move it. Don't have it in your hand. You may already have that set up, but try to do that because it could be picking up interference from movement too as well. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. And it's so important that when we meet, we try to bring back something more than what we had when we went to these conferences. And, you know, we are interested in creating a product line of healthy products, whether they're consumables or lotions or hair care products, toothbrushes, toothpastes, et cetera, soaps, all of those personal items. You know, consumables is so important for business. I heard our brother Muhammad, he talked about food, clothing, and shelter all the time, the necessities. And, you know, Professor, I like the idea that you shared with me about product selection, being able to see it, taste it, smell it, feel it, or hear it, using your five senses to determine what a product is and how does it register. And, you know, when we look at products and trade, we want to have real products to trade. We want real products. So Michael, share some thoughts with us on that, Professor, and I'll circle back to you.
Yes, and we want to invite the listening audience to press 1 to come into the conversation. We do have a caller. My reflections on this subject is that the business people are very serious-minded. You know, you're not going to be in business long if you're not serious and focused and understanding, you know, the business environment,
mm-hmm.
what your environment for business is, the type of products or services that offer what you offer, and understanding that the business reality is that no one company is going to get the total business market, that their shares in the marketplace, you know, that it's interesting language as well, the business language. So I'll stop there because I really want him to call. It's been waiting a while.
Okay. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. It's Muhammad.
Alaykum
assalam. Alaykum assalam. Alaykum assalam.
Yes, Muhammad, welcome.
Thank you. And now, I believe you just spoke a few minutes ago. You said about groups coming together, group to group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Islam has given us those four areas: education, business, culture, and government.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think we should all be trying to come together with others that's in these particular groups. That was to me,
yep,
right?
And I agree, and we are now, I guess this program now is about how to get the business aspect of it to interact mm-hmm. and be more productive. You know, like, for instance, your business, we hear it on AM360, but I know you're doing other things as well. Because
mm-hmm.
I did hear you say you were heading to the Harlem Market one time. So, but, you know, we don't know these things, right? I picked mm-hmm. that up by just listening to your conversation at various points.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be really nice if we had a directory like that we would, that I could look at and know if I needed a certain product. Muhammad has that product, and if he needs a certain product, I have it or someone has it in our association that we could purchase from. And I think that's
mm-hmm.
where we are missing. And even though we are individual business people, if we had that type of connection and resource, we could be more productive in terms of increasing the wealth in our circle. This money won't be going always out, always away from us, and always away. And, you know, and we were talking even about shipping. That's another big aspect of business we need to develop more precisely. So our truckers and whatnot need to get together and figure out how to move our products. People who are in the transportation business, how to move our products from like Miami to Atlanta. And I know you were in New York, of course, but just to have those connections where we can maximize the benefit to our community, so we can have those resources to put into education, culture, and governance, et cetera. So the business people are going to be the ones really support that. That's what I'm really thinking
mm-hmm.
here. Yes,
right.
So that's what we are trying to get together to make sure we know what each other is doing.
Yeah, that's something we're trying to do now. I think about two or three groups are trying to come up with a business directory. Matter of fact, we've been working on it for a while. I know there's at least two other people is trying to come up with a directory. There's a business,
share it with
business
us,
name
Bobby.
And the products that they have and everything.
Share those groups with us. Or how do we contact them?
Well, I know one is on the on the Lifeline. You know, Lifeline, the hit by Imam, what's his name? Imam, Imam Rasul. That's on the Lifeline. Now, this business directory, we have, matter of fact, we'll be speaking about it next, this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Could you share mm-hmm. the information how to get in contact with us, with the Lifeline?
Okay, Lifeline is 516.
Go ahead, continue, Muhammad.
Oh, yeah, right. 515-602. We said 4802.
515-602-4802.
And the access code is 708-435-POUND.
435-POUND. Michael, can you make a note of that for us, please?
That's 8 o'clock. This is coming Sunday.
Yes, in the morning or evening?
In the morning.
8 a.m.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This Sunday. All right. That mm-hmm. is called Lifeline?
Yeah, Lifeline. He had about Imam Rasul, Amin Rasul.
Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
You're quite welcome.
All right, Muhammad. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Press one to go out of the queue. Thank you.
All right, Brother Michael.
Thank you.
We've
okay,
got another caller, man.
Yes, let's get our callers in. Callers, you are special to us on AM 360. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
It feels good to be special, Brother Lee. Enjoying the call. I want to correct that number for Brother Sharif. It's 605-313-4802. 605-313-4802. Access code 708-435-POUND.
Could you get that to us again?
605-313-4802.
Access
code is 708-435-POUND.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sister Mira.
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum assalam. All right, so, you know, this is what we have to do. We really need to network and know what we are doing, what each of us are doing. That's important. Sister Mira, I know you are a vendor of salt yourself, right?
Let me open up her mic again.
Yes,
yes sir.
Open up mic. What products are you using now, selling? I know you sell at events.
Oh, yes, sir. I have traditional and Islamic jewelry, some of the traditional jewelry I make myself. I have prayer rugs, I have, some clothing items, along that line, you know.
You know, we are in the process of opening up a store, so we're going to be interested in those type of products, you know. So please stay in touch and make sure, use my halal market at Gmail and give us a description of your products. And
halal market at Gmail,
it's actually an email. myhalalmarket@gmail.com. If you have a business card, you can put it there, because we're going to share it with others too. What you're doing and what products you have. You don't have to put any prices, because we just want you to say what the products are that you have and your contact information. And if you're willing to have people email you or what, how you like to be contacted.
Yes,
and just put that in an email, and we're gonna create a group email that we're gonna share. So you'll be getting back other vendors as well that you can take a look at their products as well.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna work this group ourselves, and then of course we're gonna look at joining with other groups as well that are doing similar.
Okay, I'm gonna love it. Sounds good. Thank you,
Yeah, thank you for chiming in. We have so many business people, you'd be surprised the people we have doing business and we don't know about it. So that's one of the things we want to be aware of, all the businesses that we have. There used to be, AM 360 used to highlight businesses on certain days, and I think that's kind of fell off the agenda for a minute. But we do need to be more business conscious. So thank you for chiming in. So caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
I want to congratulate you and applaud you on that move you're making, brother. So praise be to Allah. And that's an excellent move that you make. So praise be to Allah.
We're gonna try to put it together, Bilal, because the object is to recirculate our wealth. We want our wealth spent among ourselves. That's really my focus. With preparing to make it in the land of plenty. You know, we have to recirculate our wealth.
Thank Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Bilal, for chiming in.
All right,
Professor, let me back to you again. Let's please share with us some thoughts you may have on this.
Okay. Well, can you hear me now? Is it clear?
Yes, sir. Five by five.
Okay. Now we have a business entity. So if we need a lead entity that could have everyone's help, a website with all of the information. Hopefully we get a person who specializes in website development and have all information to that particular person to put the website with those specific interests. And once you put that website up, now you have a central location for all these entities that deal with business and other related subjects that we never talk about the stock market or investments, you know. I have a friend who is very successful in studying different products that will be necessary for the future. And especially when it comes to artificial intelligence and the types of intricate products that have to develop, business science to develop. And that information is so vital in terms of how utilize stocks and how the stock market works, and develop a very strong cash and a future in terms of development. Now, focusing in on products that are in the stock market that will be of a great necessity in the future to develop. That's another aspect of business that we should be able to consume in terms of our knowledge. So these are the that I would recommend.
So, Professor, you're kind of breaking up again, but I think we did get your point about investments and whatnot and categorizing the businesses. That's the point you were bringing home to us. And, I want to say this. You know, this is a business that I'm talking about here, and that's the way it may have to be approached. Eventually, we can start it out for certain by just being social, but at some point there needs to be, because what you just brought up, if someone creates a website, that costs money. Someone managing a website, that costs money. And you know, so all of these things have a cost effect. And they have these sites, by the way, and I'm sure you know of them. One of them, I used to see it all the time, where you needed a contractor. You need someone to do this or someone to do that. You call this site, and they have a certified person that they have been dealing with, that they will give you the information for to help you solve your problem, and I think you have to pay them for that information. I know it's a low cost. And there's another site called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R. It's a technology site that screens vendors who do IT work, and you can go there and you can have them, you can bid on a website or something like that, you know. And so there are sites out there that are doing certain things. Now Fiverr, the vendors pay them when and if they get a contract. That contract goes through that site to the vendor. So, you know, that there's a way for them to monitor what that vendor is charging for his services, and they get a certain portion of that. But it's a good site. I used it to create a website. I got someone way in Pakistan to do our website, by the way. And it took a little bit. It took some planning. We had to provide the material and all that stuff, content that we wanted on that site. But he helped organize it in a professional manner. It still needs some upgrading now. I need to do some upgrading on the site. But that's an inexpensive way. Because I was talking to website designers, $2,000, $1,500. This site provided that service for around $400, you know. So, but you had to be hands on with it. So these things are available.
See, I was about to say that now you're talking international, and that's where you find your cost saving, because there are a lot of people throughout the world who, in Muslim countries, who are very responsible, don't have the contacts to help in developing their technology and their skills. And we can utilize that difference in what we're dealing with.
Yes. So that's right. That's international business. And they're having a website like that Fiverr website where you have these vendors listed, you know. That's so important. So that we got to get more technically savvy, and also more in tune with networking, and have a real interest to work together. I mean, this is the key. I think if we could just develop this idea that we are going to harness our wealth, our resources, and because it won't be wealth until we harness it, and actually put it to use for our best uses, for our own best uses, and not throw away so much resources out that don't benefit us. So I think that's what we are talking about, how to harness our potential and keep our resources circulating a little bit among ourselves before we have to go out. You know, I was listening to the imam one time, and I share this, you know, the imam was so humorous, may Allah forgive him, give him paradise, high place in paradise. He was talking, and he was having some trouble with the mic, you know. The mics were making all kind of noise, and the imam say, we might have to call the white man in here to fix this mic. And everybody was laughing, of course. The imam said, yeah, we have to use the people who are professionals till we can do better, you know. So, if we having trouble, then we go out to get it. But if we can do it ourselves and do a good job of it, then we should be doing it ourselves. Yes. So, Michael, we have any other callers? So, Michael, you want to make any comments on this topic? And I think you're muted.
Yes, yes, sir. I would like to make a comment, and we do have a call, a recall. There you go. Just one moment, Muhammad. Yes, I was listening to developmental stages last night, and as the conversation went, it occurred to me, and it's painful, so we don't like to think about it. But I remember this language from amongst us. They're not going to let us do that. The white man's
yeah.
not going to let us do that. That language has a history, and I thought about it. You know, we have had difficulty. We've had tremendous difficulty in our development as a group in America. We've even had terroristic tactics to try to subdue us and keep us in a particular place. And I'm gonna call that place a consumer place, that the African American our past as Negroes and colored folks, the design of those who were brought over here was to serve the interests of other people, the slave masters. And so that's the place that the social leaders, the social manipulators want us to stay in. So when we started making moves independently, they used physical force to try to make a point that, no, that's, you know, this is not for you. So, I mean, with that history that we have, we need to focus on conditioning the everyday man and woman to see the obligation in our souls to establish our life in the business world as well as the other areas. You know, it's very important that we understand the kind of conditioning that we've gone through and not use it as an excuse, just the fact that, okay, that's why I keep saying the white man's ice is better, you know.
Yes,
or
I'll challenge a Caucasian
business that I've done purchases or service, gotten services from, and I'll tell him, look, this is not right. I need you to fix this. But
yeah,
we
this
won't
watermelon,
do that without...
this watermelon wasn't right. I'm returning it.
Yeah. But we won't do that with one another.
Yes, we should. We definitely should. Just to let the person know, I want to support you, but you're gonna have to tighten up with this issue. You know,
exactly.
I don't want to keep seeing this issue. Yes.
Yeah.
So let's go to our caller, Mike. Thanks for sharing that.
Right.
Thank you. That's a valuable observation. Yes, sir.
914.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, thank America for coming on and giving the correct number for the lifeline.
Yes,
I think
sir.
I said that call was on Sunday. No, that call was on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, okay.
Saturday morning, not Sunday.
Oh, okay. That's Kareem time.
That's right.
Look, I have to flip out and flip back in. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You've got 727. Welcome back.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, we have to focus away from our blackness to God consciousness and focus more on our global destiny, and Allah will bless us and protect us in our His adventures. So praise be to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
So I think we hit on a very important rhythm here and topic. And we've addressed this before. And Professor, I hear you sometimes using the language of a zeal to progress and be successful, having that extra, if you will, momentum, adrenaline, or something that will drive this interest. And I think we've lost the community concept. In my opinion, we are not given enough focus. I shouldn't say lost, but we're not given enough focus on the importance of community life. You know, I heard the ma'am doing a lecture recently about it and how Allah has ordained that for us. And the ma'am was giving it more of like a sacred matter. Like we talk about that, our unity as being something we should regard as sacred, that we want to keep that bonds of unity and working together and et cetera, et cetera. We want to see that as something sacred. And this concept of community is a sacred concept because it's in the Quran. Kuntum khairum ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best community evolved for the benefit of humanity. Evolved. You are the best community evolved. Yes. So, Professor, please share some thoughts on that, if you would.
Yes, that's a strong statement to amplify and to bring it into the kind of application.
Professor, you still having trouble with your mic. Professor, we still having trouble with your mic.
I've located I've done everything I could.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are you using your speaker or your headset?
No, I have no speakers. I have no head. I have nothing connected to my voice going into my phone.
You don't have your speaker on? You don't have your speaker on the phone?
No.
If you have your speaker on, try it without the speaker.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, once you say that, I hear you. But just keep talking, then we can tell.
I can hardly hear you. Yeah. But anyway, I'm straining to hear you all.
Now you're clear.
But anyway.
You're clear now.
Clear to you, but low on my mark. You had mentioned that the community, the best community, so we have to act, and we have to act in this position to be the best community based upon our behavior and our actions. This is the day of technology, in terms of education. And that's the key to our position. I mean, in our community or in our business association, made a dollar every week, just a dollar, we would have the resources to develop a website and keep the momentum going, just a dollar a day, a week, develop that initiation of a website. Bring up the Graceline Community Inc., which is trying hard to get a federal credit union to do the things that are necessary to financially support all of the things we are
minority business development and whatnot. Yes.
So that's the idea. And if our community members or people who are associated with our community supporting this only through membership, that means the only thing you have to do is
I'm going to have to say that for you, Professor. Professor, I'm going to have to say that for you because you are breaking up, and I know you're talking about the field of membership needed for the credit union to move to the next phase. And just go to Graceline Community inc.org and fill out that field of membership. And it don't cost anything. Just say you're going to become a member of the Graceline Project, Graceline Community. So it's a great effort, been going on for a number of years. Yes. So, yes.
You know,
and
if you can't do that and you call it, we call it the all you have to do is contact that website and fill out the form that you want to remember. You want to be a member of this federal credit union that
yes
support
and you can definitely and you can definitely bank online banking wherever you are. So it's a good opportunity. And you breaking up. That's why I'm kind of interrupting, Professor, because you're still breaking up.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. So I'm just
the phone situation.
Yes, sir.
That's invigorating me.
Yeah. Look, you know, whenever we start talking about these matters of harnessing our income, oh, we're going to have something going wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Something going to happen.
We've got two calls.
When you start talking like this, oh, my goodness, you're going to have some problems. So let's go to our callers. Callers, state your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to Prepare to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam, brother.
This is the Henry Hasim in Mobile, Alabama. And
yes,
said,
sir.
Let me
welcome.
Tune in on a great subject like this. I want to be a part of that history, you know.
yes, sir.
But you hit on quite a few important things, and the professor also did. It's just so many. Each one of those areas could take hours and a lot of time to develop, but one of the things I wanted to start with was when you mentioned about community. And, you know, Imam Muhammad changed the dynamic of how we function as a community from the nation, what we call the Nation of Islam, to the worldwide community. And, you know, we went through the different name changes. But I think
yes,
some
sir.
Of us missed the point of what he was doing. I think we took our independent autonomy the wrong way, because we stopped cooperating with each other. Now,
yes.
And all we had to do, I say, if we use common sense, if I'm going to a meeting, and I'm just going to a meeting as to be there to listen to somebody else's ideas, and I have no say-so or anything in what's going to be going on. I'm just there to listen and to follow the instructions. I think if I want to be at a meeting where I can have equal participation and I'm not under, you know, because we have these corporate meetings where you go and the boss comes in and he tell you blah, 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 blah. You may have a good idea, and because he's the boss, if he don't like it, it don't go anywhere. Well, when we think about the independent autonomy of going to a meeting, and we all got the same equal representation, look how much better that meeting will be. If there's an individual
yeah.
that who don't want to go with it, they don't have to. But if others want to go, then we can move forward. But I think we went to got the wrong attitude that, hey, I ain't never been boss. I'm my own boss there. So, hey, I don't care what they say. Oh, I ain't going to do it because I didn't come up with the idea, which is the wrong thought. It was supposed to make us make more progress rather than less. And
yes,
I just
sir.
Hate. From what I see, that looked like we took the opposite. Same thing with the CPC and all of these things. As someone mentioned I think you a professor mentioned just a minute ago how if you're going to start a business, you're going to have opposition. Sometimes opposition is your own self. Your own self obligates you. Sometimes you got to fight against your own self to do it. And we know how it is to fight against families to come up with new ideas. But when we get into the broader world, we don't have obstacles. Ain't no need to going into anything to think that we don't have obstacles. But we got to take a different attitude about it. That we got to learn from those obstacles or mistakes that we may make to be better. When it comes to business, I believe that we can't get together because we say, oh, look what happened to CPC. Look what happened to AMCOP. Well, Imam Muhammad never was supposed to be the one that lead us. We were supposed to take the, what they call it, the bull by the horn. And failed in that. We didn't do that. And still to this day, we haven't done it. And I say it's time for us to take the bull by the horn. For those who know what that means, and make this happen with the whatever some great ideas of whatever I can do to do my part, I sure be willing to do that on a few dollars a month to support that. That wouldn't put change none of our way of living. You know what I'm saying? So we can make that sacrifice, and you'll be surprised at what will come out of it. And just to change the mindset, just the mindset that, hey, we coming to the table. It ain't that we're going to stop coming to the table. We still coming to the table, but now we got more of a voice at the table than we ever had before.
Yes,
so that's
sir.
All I just wanted to put that thought out there.
And we appreciate it. And I agree the spirit is changing. We are hearing it in our listening audience and our associations. People want better. We want to see change. Let's get our next caller, Michael, then we're going to take a break.
Okay, we've got 15 minutes. And 213, welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Amin.
Welcome, Brother Amin. Yes, sir, very well.
Okay,
yes,
praise
sir.
You know, I was thinking, you know, Imam Muhammad, over the last few years, I had brought up the Imam talking about life, the final battlefield, you know, life, the final battlefield, where he had talked about Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump. And the reason that Imam Muhammad said that that Trump and Kiyosaki came to mind was they was trying to explain why so much money is in the hands of so few people. Why so much money is in the hands of so? And you know, it made me think about the concept of fractional reserve banking. Fractional reserve banking or the money multiplier, how these banks maybe have like $1 billion in assets in their vaults, you know, but they're able to lend out like $10 million on that $1 million. They have to lend out $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is something that is hard to compete with. And over time, it make those banks just have all the money because they're creating money out of thin air. Out of thin air. They're creating money. The money is practically reserved. We have to understand that. We have to understand that. And Imam Muhammad, in that life, the final battlefield, that was the reason why he called attention to Kiyosaki and Trump, you know, and we do know how Trump is, you know, but they were trying to talk about why so few people have all the money, And it's
so, Brother Amin,
reserve banking, and we have to understand fractional reserve banking. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. Are you familiar with the Graceline Community Project?
Yes,
we've been
sir.
Giving
yes,
out the website. Yeah, there's a credit union about to come online that's being put together by members in our association, and they've been working on it for a number of years. GracelineCommunityInc.org. You can go there and see what's going on and also fill out the field of membership form and try to share with others to do that. Because what it's a federal credit union, so you can definitely do online banking. And this doesn't cost anything. You don't have to put any money. You just fill out that thing. And I keep saying that because I want our listeners to hear that Graceline Community Inc. .org. So that's a website, and you see all the information about the upcoming credit union there. So that's right in line with what you were saying, that we need to understand these banking concepts. And I'm sure that's going to be something that's going to be looked at. And we appreciate you calling in and sharing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was looking at a little clip, and it talked about modern money mechanics. This is something that the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago put out. It's called Modern Money Mechanics, and it goes into explaining fractional reserve banking and other concepts. And they just put it out there. I mean, they admit it. They ain't hiding it. This is how they operate. Modern mechanics, look it up. Google it and maybe order a copy. I saw it last night. I'm going to order a copy and start talking about it more and more. Okay,
so you say it's a little video clip, you say?
Yes, a little video clip. A little bit of modern money mechanics put out by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
MMM. Modern money mechanics.
Right. And you know, they're not hiding. They. This is how they operate. So this is how they create money out there. You know, and Dr. Ron Paul. You know, remember Ron Paul? He ran his 2012 election on ending the Federal Reserve. Remember that? Remember his whole campaign was in the Fed. He wrote the book called In the Fed. And his whole campaign was exposing the Federal Reserve, how it should be abolished, and everything. All right, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. So, Michael, let's take a quick break and PSA, and we'll start to wrap up this program. Very interesting. A lot of information here we're going to have to research and check out. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while.
Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado in love with and passionate about all things travel, from cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment. Or a student proficient in the arts? An environmentalist? You are a renowned activist or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents, or know someone who does, and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. Log on to www.cwsc.us for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Yeah. Oh.
there's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim-hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
And we're back. We've got two callers and about 7 minutes.
Okay, let's go to our callers. Callers, state your name and where you're calling from. You only have a minute or two.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Tamir again. I won't be long. I'm just loving the show. I'm just loving it. And when somebody mentioned business, my antennas go up. I just want to tell Brother Michael with that information that Muhammad Sharif gave, and like Brother Dixie, we don't want to infringe on anybody else's time frame, but there is a number that you can, like, you can call back and get a replay. And Brother Michael, if you want to put this with your information, that number is 605-313-4803. Instead of the two, it's 4803. And sometime it'll be right up in the podcast, but then sometime you have to search for it. That's one thing. The other thing is, Brother DeLacy and Brother Michael, if you can bring the professor back. Oh, I was just trying to hear what he was saying, and it seemed like it was just so pertinent. And we need to really hear what he was saying, because business should be as one of the forefront in our community, you know, in order to establish, you know, stability. And but what Brother Henry Hafee was saying was important just as well, you know. So let's use our dollars to support each other, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Sister
Farida out of California, she had this same interest, you know, that find a way to support each other. Such a spirit that's there, and we just need to find the mechanisms to make it happen. That's really what we want.
Let's keep the conversation going, because there may be someone out in the audience that could even enhance the conversation, because we need business so much. And that's a vital point in reestablishing our community. Because for those of us who was in the direction, we knew, you know, we saw the material gain that I came in as a child and watched this community build. You know, and at the same time, I watched us lose a lot. But, you know, they say when one door closes, another one opens.
That's right.
Let's keep this conversation going, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Miracle, chiming in and sharing. Michael, let's go to our next caller.
727.
Assalamu alaikum. Look, Allah would take Rabbani and the Lacey efforts and say, being it is. And it'll be billions, and it take the good spirit or the good soul of one of our brothers from overseas, and wait to get clean out that moral decadence in their soul, and have billions inside of the credit union. So alhamdulillah, that's our deal. And that's our sincerity brings prosperity. And believe me, I'm gonna have my hands all in it too.
Thank you, my brother.
All right,
So, Michael, I'm just go ahead. I'll recall.
Let me clear the board here. Those of you who have spoken, please press 1 to clear the board. We've got about three more minutes, Imam.
So we got 1 minute we can allow, and then we'll have Professor. We hope we can get a final word out of you over there, and salute.
Okay.
And we may have to get you a new phone, Professor.
Yeah, this is the first time
overnight.
We had that problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Professor Shiff, while we got you, share a final word, then we go to our caller.
I just wanted to connect with what Bilal said about the great donator that would come and rescue us from our... Yes. Yesterday, I went to get a cup of coffee. I went into the shop, and I got a cup of coffee, and I decided to go back to my car and just sit in the car before Juma and drink it. And then I said, well, let me get – and then of course, I said, well, I got to go and make wudu. So I went back to the shop, the coffee shop, went in the bathroom, made wudu. I looked down, and I saw a $5 bill with a $5 bill. So I picked it up, and it wasn't a $5 bill. It was a $5 bill that wrapped $2.20. So that was $45. And I looked around trying to find out if someone had – there was nobody in the store. Nobody was in the store, and nobody was outside. And I'm looking around to see who would be panicking about their money. So I saw no one, so I said, okay, well, I'll wait in the car and see if I see anybody who is looking furiously for their money. But there was nobody. I said, okay, I'll use this money to help those kids over in Ethiopia. And that's what happens when you move out money. My interest was not in not keeping it. My interest was trying to give it to the person who lost it, you see?
Yeah, right.
So we have people who have lost their souls, and we have to be able to develop our methodology to bring them back to life. And business is the strongest method to help do that. And that's why, people, I'm appealing to you to join Graceline Community Inc. .org and join this effort, because this is solid. This has solid people in it. You don't have naysayers. So do this.
60 seconds.
And okay. So inshallah, we'll talk about
all
that
right
later. Inshallah.
So callers, we're sorry we couldn't get to you today. We wanted to try to end this program, but please tune in and share with us next week. We're going to stay with this topic for a minute. And Michael, close us out, please.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana afriq alayna sabran wa tawaffana muslimin. Allah, pour down on us, empty out on us patience and constancy, sabr, and raise us up to the completion of our duty as Muslims, true human beings. Ameen.
Ameen. Salaamu alaikum, everyone. Peace and blessings.